Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, April 12th, 2024. The sheriff's deputy living in 29 Palms, arrested on suspicion of gang and weapons charges, has entered not guilty pleas on several felony charges and is still being held in county jail. Christopher Bingham, 45, a resident of 29 Palms and a San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy, was arrested on April 4th for investigation into being a member of a motorcycle gang and possessing illegal and stolen weapons. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department has been investigating Bingham since January, and he was arrested by the CHP along with members of the Mongols gang in Riverside County on March 23rd. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department served a search warrant at Bingham's home in the 7200 block of Adobe Road, where he was found with more than 160 firearms. Bingham was one of the owners of O3 Tactical, a gun store in 29 Palms that has since closed. On April 5th, Bingham entered a plea of not guilty to 10 felony charges related to weapons possession, including grand theft of a firearm, possession of a destructive device, silencer and machine gun, and receiving stolen property. He is facing additional enhancements on the charges for street gang terrorism, to which he has also pled not guilty. In an interview with the San Bernardino Sun from jail, Bingham denied any affiliation with the Mongols, saying, quote, 100%, I am not a Mongols gang member. He told the paper that Mongols gear found in his home was not what it seemed. Bingham is still being held at the West Valley Detention Center in Rancho Cucamonga on $240,000 bail. He appeared at a preliminary hearing at the San Bernardino County Justice Center on Tuesday and is expected to be present next at a hearing on April 18th. A 29 Palms man was arrested in San Diego this week and returned to San Bernardino County to face charges of felony spousal abuse. On March 21st, at around 4:45 p.m., neighbors reported a loud incident of domestic violence in the 7100 block of Florida Avenue in 29 Palms. Responding deputies report that Bernard Washington, 25, is alleged to have been in a fight with his girlfriend at the residence. They say that Washington destroyed a bathroom cabinet at the victim's home before trapping her in the bathroom and throwing her against a metal fixture on the wall. The victim was taken to High Desert Medical Center by Morongo Basin Ambulance for treatment to a broken arm and other lacerations. Witnesses say that Washington fled the scene before deputies arrived. On April 8th, Washington was arrested in San Diego County by Carlsbad police on his open warrant. Further details of the arrest were not immediately available. The San Diego Sheriff's Office transferred Washington to San Bernardino County's Central Detention Center, where he is facing felony domestic violence charges and being held on $50,000 bail. The Marine Corps has issued a sound advisory in our area for tomorrow. Marines will be participating in training that will increase noise output in the area of the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday night. Sounds may be amplified by potential cloud cover. The Marines at the base will be participating in a non-combatant evacuation operation exercise. To provide feedback or report sound or for any more information, see a link at this story at Z1077FM.com. The Native American Land Conservancy is seeking volunteers for a cleanup project in the Morongo Basin. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more details on this event.
On April 12th and 19th, the Native American Land Conservancy invites volunteers to attend the land event in the high desert. The two-day cleanup will be held to restore Bears Water, a private NALC preserve in Morongo Valley. Volunteers will help weed invasive vegetation, pick up trash, and tend to the property while learning about the cultural and natural heritage of Native lands from NALC staff. Volunteers may participate in one or both of the Tend the Land days. Founded in 1998, the Native American Land Conservancy is a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving sacred lands. It was formed by the leadership of several Southern California tribes, including the 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians, all with a mutual interest in conserving sacred sites not located on a Native reservation. The NALC protects several sites within the region, including the Old Women Mountains Preserve and Coyote Hole. In addition to restoration, the NALC provides educational programs for Native American youth and the general public and collaborates with other conservation organizations to research the flora and fauna of sacred lands. The Tend the Land event will be held on two Fridays, April 12th and April 19th. Space is limited, and all volunteers must be registered for either one or both days to attend. For more information about registration, please visit this story at Z1077FM.com. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
If you're interested in running an arts program or putting together an art event in 29 Palms, the city's Public Arts Advisory Committee wants to help you out. They are offering grants, and the grant application period is open for the 2024-2025 season. Successful applicants can receive between $500 to $1,000 to support their program. To qualify, programming should take place within 29 Palms, Wonder Valley, or Desert Heights, and occur between June 2024 and May 2025. Programs should aim to enrich and connect residents through the beauty of art. Applications are due before May 9th, and grant recipients will be announced on June 15th. You can find a link to apply for the grants at this story at z1077fm.com. And finally, Theater 29 concludes their run of the Broadway Smash Daddy Longlegs this weekend with three final shows, tomorrow and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas joins us with a look at the show and its unique casting.
Theater 29 announces the cast of its upcoming production of the literary musical Daddy Longlegs, the heartwarming story of Jerusha Abbott, the oldest orphan in the John Grier home, who receives an unexpected opportunity to attend college thanks to a mysterious benefactor. The catch? Jerusha must correspond with her unnamed benefactor through monthly letters without any expectation of a response. She invents a persona for him, Daddy Longlegs. In an unusual double casting are Eliana Hicks and Leon McNulty in the role of Jerusha Abbott, and Graham Cooley and Jericho McNulty portraying Jervis Pendleton. In an entirely sung musical, meaning no dialogue, the players will be rotating their appearances in the interests of keeping voices protected and ensuring the experience is different every time. Daddy Longlegs is suitable for all audiences and will run for 2 weekends only, April 5th through 14th. Tickets are available now at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.